Premier the Honourable Alden McLaughlin attends the funeral for former Jamaican Prime Minister Edward Seaga.
Eddie was a friend of mine and a friend of Cayman. He came to Cayman fairly often.
Speaking to Nationwide Radio's Alric Swaby, the Premier said Mr. Seaga had provided him with personal advice during a major transition in his own political career.
I had the opportunity when I was leader of the opposition to spend some time with him and to hear his perspective on a range of issues that affected not just Jamaica but internationally, and to offer some perspectives on what was happening in Cayman and to afford me some pointers on how to move from leader of the opposition to premier.
Mr. Seaga died at 89 on his birthday. His legacy was acknowledged this weekend at a state funeral in Jamaica. The Cayman Islands plays host to overseas territories' heads of government for the pre-joint ministerial council meeting this week. The meeting will be chaired by Premier the Honourable Alden McLaughlin and provides an opportunity for all overseas territories' heads of government to exchange views on political and constitutional issues, especially as they relate to the United Kingdom and its relationship with the overseas territories, as well as to get an update on the work carried out by the United Kingdom Overseas Territories Association over the past year. Heads of governments or their delegates from a number of countries are expected to attend. A 28-year-old West Bay man has been charged with wounding in connection with a machete assault last week. Police today said they responded to the hospital around 5:15 Thursday to investigate a report of a man seriously assaulted by another with a machete. The incident reportedly took place on Eastern Avenue near the Godfrey Nixon Way Junction in Georgetown. Apparently, the two men got into an altercation, which escalated and weapons were drawn. The injured man was treated for serious but non-life-threatening injuries and later released. The 28-year-old suspect has been charged with wounding, two counts of carrying an offensive weapon, causing harassment, alarm and distress, and common assault. He was due to appear in court today. On Thursday, police arrested a 21-year-old Bodentown man on suspicion of attempted murder. It's in connection with April's shooting on South Church Street that left a man with multiple gunshot wounds. The suspect has been charged with attempted murder and possession of an unlicensed firearm. He is the second man charged in the incident. He also faces charges in two Bodentown burglaries, one reported on April 8th on Bloomsbury Avenue and another on Griffin Street on April 14th. The 77-year-old man who passed away in a water-related incident Friday has been identified as Mr. Gerald Doyle from Massachusetts in the U.S. Just after 3:30 p.m. on Friday, police and emergency services were dispatched by 911 to the report of a possible drowning at a resort along Seven Mile Beach. First aid was rendered to the victim on location. He was taken to the hospital and later pronounced dead. The matter is currently under investigation. Police are asking you to be on the lookout for a gray 1998 Honda Civic that was reported missing just after 5:30 this morning. The license plate is number 123501. The car has filler on the top and a crack on the left side of the bumper. It also has two black rearview mirrors and a broken front passenger side door handle. The vehicle was last seen on Sunday evening around 7 p.m. outside a Cornwood Drive residence in Georgetown. Police are encouraging anyone with information regarding the whereabouts of the vehicle to call the Georgetown Police Station. The number is 949-4222. The Cayman Islands Occupational Wage Report Survey 2017 sheds a look at employment in the Cayman Islands. Radio Cayman's Giovanni Ebanks breaks down some of the statistics from the report.
Statistics from the Occupational Wage Survey highlight that Caymanians earn on average $500 more a month than non-Caymanians. That's an average of $6,000 a year. But that's not the only place Caymanians out-earn non-Caymanians. The survey, which interviewed some 19,215 employees, also found that by nationality, annually Caymanian total compensation stood at $4,696, while non-Caymanians stood at $4,379. However, Caymanians do not always out-earn non-Caymanians. The report highlighted that Caymanians in companies considered medium-sized, that is 11 to 24 employees, out-earn their non-Caymanian counterparts. But in larger companies, non-Caymanians out-earn local workers. By gender, the report found that on average, male employees earned $83 more a month than females, and that on average, men earned $3,732 more in compensation a year than females. The report found the highest earning occupations included judges, attorneys, managing directors, and dentists, but also noted the lowest earning occupations include musicians, singers, domestic cleaners, and beauticians. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Giovanni Ebanks.
This week, the Health Services Authority marks HIV Testing Week in Cayman, and along with the Cayman AIDS Foundation and Cayman Islands Red Cross, a number of activities are being planned. Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin has more.
Free HIV tests will be offered at testing centers across all three islands through Saturday, June 29th. This is in support of the National Testing Day and Regional HIV Testing Day observed on June 27th. Laura Elniski, HIV and STI Program Coordinator at the HSA, says the purpose of these annual observances is to ensure people get tested for HIV in order to know their status.
Get linked to the care and treatment services they need should they be diagnosed with the infection.
Ms. Elniski says HIV Testing Week in Cayman more specifically provides an opportunity for the public to take advantage of free HIV testing that's offered and to become educated about prevention and protection against HIV and other sexually transmitted diseases.
There is a need for people in the Cayman Islands to better understand how HIV is and isn't transmitted and to be reminded of the importance of testing. Testing may lead to treatment, and treatment stops transmission.
Those who are seeking testing or counseling may indicate to the registration clerks that they would like to register for free HIV testing. The procedure involves a quick and simple blood test. No appointment is necessary, and results will be available within 3 working days or less and will be given to the patient in person only at the clinic where they took the test. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Dion Anglin.
Call the HIV and STI program coordinator at 244-2507 for more information. Fish on the Reef. What do you think? That's the topic for tomorrow's Reef Lecture Series, hosted by the Central Caribbean Marine Institute. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller has the details.
For the past 2 years, Dr. Claire Dell has been the primary researcher in a Darwin Plus Initiative-funded project looking at the key herbivores on the reef. They are critical in maintaining and promoting reef health. And tomorrow, she will share her research and solicit feedback from attendees, both about their experiences in the past on the reef and what they think needs to happen to safeguard local reefs in the future.
I'm really looking forward to hearing about the experiences residents and Caymanians have had on the reef over the past 20 years, and also what the community wants to see for the reef over the next 20 years. My hope is that we can discuss this and together create a plan for rebuilding the reef.
Dr. Dell, who has worked as a research scientist with CCMI Little Cayman since August 2017, will also continue with additional field work for her research while she's in Grand Cayman on this visit. She'll be collecting samples, conducting reef surveys, and meeting with the Department of Environment, one of the project partners. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
The free lecture is tomorrow night at the National Gallery at 5:45 p.m. You're encouraged to pre-register at reefresearch.org. The Lions Club of Tropical Gardens appoints its 26th president and a new administration at its 2019 installation ceremony held on Saturday at the Wharf. Speaking to Radio Cayman, newly elected president Tanita Powell says she is honored to hold the position and welcomes the opportunity to serve the Cayman Islands community.
My plan for the term is to bring harmony to the club and to increase our membership and awareness of the different parts of health, hypertension and heart being the main focus along with our type and diabetes.
Ms. Powell received the Melvin Jones Fellow Award for exceptional services to the club and Lions International. Special recognition was also given to Radio Cayman's very own Director of Broadcasting, Norma McField, who received the Lions Region Secretary of the Year Award. Powell takes over from immediate past president Jasmine Minot and is one of 13 members elected to serve as Board of Directors. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.